There are 331 Iowa high school football teams. Of those, 176 will receive a chance at the postseason this year. And by mid-November, 7 champions will be crowned. Some of those may be new, and others may be part of a bigger run of success. In the not-too-distant past, one local team put together a dynasty. 41 consecutive wins and 3 championships, with another championship finals appearance the following season, and a run of 14 consecutive postseason berths. The Dutch were among the elite of Class 3A football.
And Randy, while twice was nice, the third time is history. Pella becomes just the 4th Iowa football team to win 3 straight undefeated state championships. The Little Dutch 28, the Lynx 18.
Back to back to back, undefeated seasons, 41 straight.
But the switch to Class 4A, coupled with the natural changes in athletes over the years, has Pella with the same amount of losses this decade in 3-plus seasons than they had in the previous decade entirely. So the question becomes, can Pella come back? First, let's define a dynasty. Former Iowa High School Athletic Association historian Bud Legg says a handful of teams have reached the mountain of multiple state championships over several seasons.
The ones that come to mind, obviously, as far as Central Iowa is concerned, Dowling and Valley and Ankeny, certainly in that list. Over in Eastern Iowa with big schools, Bettendorf has had a great run along with Cedar Falls. Lately, Southeast Polk has really risen up. We talked earlier, and Harlan out in Southwest Iowa is probably as good as it gets, but another good Eastern Iowa team as far as the playoffs is concerned and season is Solon, and of course one of the early champions, Bishop Elon, who has not only been playing in 4A, but they're now in 3A, I guess it's with the new scheme, it's 4A, but there's just been some real good ones. Williamsburg is another one, Decorah, Sigourney, Keota, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Pella here. The last quarter of a century has really done a great job.
Some of those empires have fallen, but a select few have risen again. Take Class 3A Harlan. The Dutch have seen the juggernaut of Iowa high school football 5 times before and knocked them off just once in a thriller in the Dome in 2017.
35-26 Little Dutch. Gus to throw, going deep to Avery, behind the defense, makes the catch, 10-5! Touchdown, Pella! Avery Van Zee, 1 play, 53 yards.
Everything is relative for the now 2-time defending 3A champions from West Central Iowa, who have been at the top of the mountain a state best 14 times. The Cyclones won 3 titles in a row from 1982 to 84, and then returned to the championship 4 times in 6 seasons from 93 to 98, before adding another three-peat from 2003 to 2005 and again in 2009, a year they defeated the Dutch on their way to the gold. Current head coach Todd is the son of the greatest of all time, Kurt Blatt.
We played Pella in the Dome in 2009. I think we won that one 42-7 or something like that, I believe. And then Pella got us in 2017. They were up 35-0 with 2 minutes and 38 seconds, I think. And then we marched down the field and scored a little touchdown there with Brett Sears. And then he ended up having 5 touchdowns in that ball game. So we were real close to coming back and, like you said, doing the unthinkable, because now the clock would have ran and we would have never had the opportunity to go down and score. So, it's been a battle with them every single time. And really well-coached team. They do a lot of things correctly. There's no doubt about that.
Their incredibly tough schedule so far this year notwithstanding, there's no doubt the Cyclones will again be a factor in the title picture in Class 3A. So how did they come back?
That's kind of the funny part about that. You know, we didn't really change what we were doing. And we really still haven't changed what we want to do on the field. It was kind of a little bit of a perfect storm there. We had a class come through that only had 91 kids in it. And that was the senior class in 2014. I think that's what you're referring to with that 4-5 year. That was a tough year, when the expectation is to win and we couldn't get that done, everybody said that we had lost what makes harder than magic and everything else. But, you know, it takes some people. And we may have been down a little bit athletically that year, but, boy, we had some guys play hard. We won a couple games that I didn't think there was any way. You know, you think about in that year we played Denison and we're down 28-0. And our guys kind of rallied together and made some big plays down the stretch. And we ended up winning that game in the fourth quarter. So there's some really neat effort you can see even in a team that, you know, maybe didn't quite meet the expectation. But, boy, they had some good hard-nosed kids, and we built off that. And then 3 years later, we're in the Dome again.
Legg also thinks that culture is king. And despite the difficult circumstances of the new class, the Dutch should be winning more games than not in no time.
I don't want to put too much pressure on anybody, but you take a look at the teams that have been consistent in getting to the playoffs, getting consistent in winning at the playoffs and even championships. It all starts with the coaching and the coaching staffs. And that's probably the biggest one right there. But also, I'd be remiss if I didn't say that the school support and the community support these teams get are something that always kind of lifts them up and makes a difference in that fourth quarter, or maybe on the last play, or whatever that may be. I think the big thing, though, is for everybody to keep in mind that you need to take a look at the big picture when you're looking at these teams over a course of time, and not just a snapshot maybe of the last 1 or 2 years.
While Pella football is down from its all-time great heights, one doesn't have to travel far to see another dynasty in green and white at Pella High School. The track and field team has claimed 2 of the last 3 state championships, with an impressive runner-up in between, and 4 titles in the past 10 seasons. Head coach Brent Van Houwen is an assistant with the football team.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard work. You know, obviously, Jay and I have talked about, you know, to win the first one is great, but to win that second one is incredibly hard. You know, it just becomes harder and harder all the time because you do want to stay at that. You want to stay at that level, but the realistic of it, you don't. You know, you look back at track and field, you know, we won in 16. 17 and 18, we were solid teams, but we were not, you know, top 5. We were hardly in the top 10, you know. But then you creep back to it, and now we're kind of back at that point where we're, you know, the last 3 years we've been in the top 2. And it is. It's incredibly hard work. But, yeah, you got to have dedicated assistants. You got to have dedicated parents that are willing to, you know, support you no matter what, and kids that are willing to put in the work. You know, we talked about that all last spring. You got to do the work, you know, and I think that goes across all our sports. Our kids are willing to work, and if they continue to work, we're gonna have success.
Legg believes in his many years of observing high school athletics that success can be contagious, and the recent victories in other sports and activities will carry back over to the football field.
If you watch how they put the thing together, track is unique in itself because you don't have to have an individual event champion. You can slug your way through it with places and high place finishes in those 19 or 20 events. And then everybody kind of says, hey, we're not too bad. We're right there. Now if we can just place in these last 2 events, we might be taking home the gold again. So that's one of the unique things about high school sports is that you're never out of it as long as kids believe that they're doing the right thing and coaches believe in them and the fans pick them up and cheer them on.
So while it's wholly unfair to expect the all-time great heights Pella reached from 2014 to 2017, there's a lot of believers that Pella football can once again get back to the top of the mountain.
Snap to Hardman, play action fake, roll out to the right, throw to the right, catch is made on the right side, down the far sideline, and all the way in! Touchdown, Pella! Ben Misterek goes all the way, 33 yards!
With Mike Effner, I'm Andrew Schneider for KNIA KRLS Sports.